Okay, Thursday we spent the shiur on Nefesh HaTzamtzem, and I really didn't cover any ground in the Gemara, so today we're going to try to make up for it. We already know the Machlokes Rav Papa, Rabbi Ishia. They argue regarding Rav Shimon Shita in Esh Yisachem Shalohei by Lamai. Rav Papa said that he only argues if it was Noilad V'Achakach Yibeim, and that Yibeim V'Achakach Noilad. The Gemara brings a raya. Tanya Kavasid Rav Papa. We're now going to have a brisa that's going to go halfway down the Amud Beis. One long brisa with a handful of cases. Tanya Kavasid Rav Papa, Tiyufta Rav Ishia. Shneyachem Ba'ila Mechad Beis Echad Echad. Again, Shnei Achim Ba'olam Echad. What's it say, Ba'olam Echad? I don't know. Anyway, Shnei Achim Ba'olam Echad. Two brothers on the same world. I guess Lafuki, some people who are in different worlds. Pretty much, no, Ba'olam Echad. Okay, anyway, Shnei Achim Ba'olam Echad. They're in the Olam. Maybe Echad is at the same time. Umei Secha Mehem Ba'loi Vlad. And one of them died childless. Vaben Hasheini. So all the cases are two brothers, one dies, one's living, and then another one's born. So first case, Vamin Hasheni Hazeh, Lasis Maimer Bivimtai. Follow his piklasis by Maimer, he intended to do, or he tried to do Maimer, but he didn't succeed. So brother was born before the Maimer. So when the brother was born, there was an Isser. It was Esh Yisach Shalohei by Lamai, Umei, so now the second brother died. So this woman is Esh Yisach Shalohei Ba'olamai. Harishayin Yaisim Shemei Esh Shalohei Ba'olamai. The wife of the first brother, that's Esh Yisach Shalohei Ba'olamai, she goes free. B'shniya, what about the wife of the second brother? Eichalat Esayisim Misabemes, it's a regular case of Yibam. Because the second brother never did anything to the first widow. So Mamela, the first brother is Esh Shalohei Ba'olamai, and the second one is Eicheletus Ayimisya Bemis. First case is easy. Second case. Also, by Maimer, the second brother did do Maimer. So at least Midrabanan, Maimer is a king of the Rabbanan. So at least Midrabanan, he now has two wives. Vachach Noilach. Oishan Noilach Vachach also by Maimer. Umeis, the second brother died after he did Maimer. So in this case, the second brother who died had two wives, at least Midrabanan. His original wife, and the wife he did Maimer to, Harishayna Yotzis Mishamesech Achim Shalohei Ba'olamai. Again, the first brother goes out, the widow of the first brother goes out, Kusadesh Shalohei Ba'olamai. Vishniya Chaylatzes V'loi Misya Bemis. The second was not a real tzara, it's only the Drabana. So therefore, Chaylatzes V'loi Misya Bemis. Reb Shimon Aimer. Now Reb Shimon is going on the case where he did Maimer. So he says, "V'yasa chelitzasa shal achas mehen poiteres tzarasa." He says the bia, the chalitza of either one of them, paters the tzara. Rashi brings he holds maimer safik kaina safik enikaya, and the meila, it's poiteres tzarasa. Cholatz le bailas maimer. If he did chalitza to the bailas maimer. So first two cases are maimer alone. Now we have a case where the first brother died. The second brother did chalitza to the bailas maimer. Loi nifter atzara. So that does not enough to pater atzara. But konsa umeis vachach noy layach. Shnoy layach vachach konsa umeis. Then it does pater. Shtem p'turis min chalitza umin hayivu. So what are we saying? A simple case. That if it's Esh Yisach Shalohei Ba'olamai, and Shimon marries, full yibum. So now Esh Yisach Shalohei Ba'olamai paters the tzara as well. What happens if Konsa first, the second brother married her? Now this is the case of the Machlokes, right? The first brother died, second brother married the yavam, full marriage, and now the third brother is born. So now when he's born, there was never a shas iser. As the minute he's born, it's already married to the second brother. So that's the Machlokes. Tanakama holds Kotzav Noilach V'Kach Meis P'tur Es B'Nechalitza Min HaYibum Divrei Rameya. Rameya holds it's still Esh Yisach Shalohei Ba'olamai. It doesn't matter if you're born first or if you're miyabim first. Reb Shimon argues, when the second brother was miyabim, and then the third brother was born, when the third brother was born, he found a beheter. Now, he didn't really find a beheter, because he found her as an eshes ish to the second brother. But he found a beheter regarding the din of the first brother. When he was born, it was the wife of the second brother to whom he's allowed to be miyabim. So, so this is Reb Shimon's chiddush, that in this last case, it's Eisha Sachar Shalai Haya Bay Lamai, only like the Tanakama, because he found her beheter. He found her, when he was born, he found her as Eisha Sachar Shalai Bay Lamai. But according to Reb Shimon, since when he was born, she was already married to the second one, that's called Matzah Beheter, because there was no Yibam anymore from the first brother. So then he could be Miyabim Mezish Men Shiyirtzim. Habava the Sefer Laman Ketani Lo. Why does it split if he was Noilid V'achkach Yibam or Yibam V'achkach Noilid? Why does the Brisa split it? Ilem L'Rameir Ketani Lo. For the sake of Rameir, it splits it. Mechdi. L'Shani Lo L'Rameir. There's no difference like Rameir. Ben Yibam V'achkach Noilid, Ben Noilid V'achkach Yibam. L'Rvinu V'lisninu. So the Brisa should have combined the two cases into one. And Tosis is Masba the Kasha, that since in the other cases it combines it into one, in this Brisa, so it should have combined this as well. Can't ask on any Mishnah should combine the cases. But since in the previous cases it combined them, so why here did it split it? Why did it split Noel Vakachim and Yibakach Noelid? Elolav, Reb Shimon, was saying that Reb Shimon makes a chilek. So this Brisa, these 15 lines of a Brisa, are a Brisa, the way we understand it's straight Reb Shimon, it's straight Reb Papa's Hezbon Reb Shimon, and that is the Maskana to Yuftan Reb Ishia. So Reb Ishia's sheet of Zika Keknusa is finished. We don't hold Zika Keknusa. Reb Ishia held that way Reb Shimon. It's not Lamaisa. Lamaisa, there's a sheet of Yesh Zika, which means Zika is like Eris. But to say Zika Kiknusa, the way Rabbi Ishia said it, that we have a Tiyufta. So that's done. And that, there's nothing we're not going to spend time on, because it's, we've been learning Rabbi Ishia all along. Gemara just says the Halacha is not like it. Amar. Now let's go through the cases. The Lashon was, Amar Hasheni Lasseis Maimer. Be Yivimta, a strange Lashon. He got up to do Maimer, to his Yivimta. Funny lashon. He got up to do it. He didn't get around to it. Why does it just say he didn't do maimer? What's the chiddush? He got up to do maimer. V'lo hispik, and there wasn't enough time. Lasis maimer b'yivimtei. I don't mean time or effort. V'lo hispik lasis maimer b'yivimtei. Achshana layach umeis. V'shani yaitis mishum meis lachav shalai b'yivama. Since he didn't do maimer. So the first white widow goes out, it says, Shal Shalai Bai Bamai, Yishniya, Echelet Zasai Vishyadamas. My Omad, my Loi Hispik. What's this Lashon? Omad Lasseis, Loi Hispik Lasseis. Yavid Avid, Yilai Avid, Loi Avid. Tell me either Asa, or Loi Asa. El, so Gemara here says a Chiddush. Omad Midaita, V'loi Hispik Midaita, El Abakarcha. We have a Chiddush in the Gemara, that we're talking where he did Maimer Balkarcha. Now you all know that Yibum Ischal even Balkarcha of the Isha. Yibum Ischal Balkarcha. Marriage, Kiddushin, is not Chal Balkarcha. So the Nida in the Gemara is, what about Maimer? What's Maimer? Maimer is a Durabonim Dika Kiddushin. By Yibum, it's a case of Yibum, but you go over to the Yavama, and you give her a ring, or you give her a pruta. You say, Hariyat, I don't know what Lashon you use, probably Hariyat Mekudeshesli, or Hariyat Miuchedesli, B'Tabazu. That's Maimer, it's a king of the Rabbanim, in the Yavama. So what's the Nidayim? Should we compare the Maimer to all Kedushin? Rabbanim a second, just like you have Kedushin by a regular woman, you have Kedushin by a Yavama, we call it Maimer. If so, just like Kedushin can't be Bakarcha, Maimer can't be Bakarcha? Or should we compare Maimer to Yibum? That just like Yibum could be Bakarcha, Maimer could be Bakarcha. That's the Machlokes now in the Gemara. This Brisa says, La Hispik Midaita, La Bakarcha, it's nothing. Vakarcha Maimer is not. I think the like a Rebbe, the Tanya Isa Maimi Vinter Shlaimi died, the Rebbe Aimer Kana Chamam Laikana. What's the Shaila if Maimer is kind of Vakarcha? My time of the Rebbe, Gomar Mabia Diavama. Mabia Diavama Vakarcha, of Kedushin Yavama Vakarcha. He says that you all Dine Yavama are the same, just like you could be Bailhar and kind of Halakamri Vakarcha. So to give a Kedushin and be kind of a little bit, you could also do Vakarcha. Rabbanan, give me your mikdushin, the alma. My kedushin the alma bedaita. I've kedushin the yavama bedaita. So, by my kemiflegi, marsava mili the yavama, have a lola meilev. One says to learn yibum from yibum, marsava mili kedushin, mili kedushin, have a lola meilev. Learn kedushin from kedushin. So here we have a kedushin in the Gemara. The machlaik is if maimer is kind of balkarcha. So here is a bit of a problem. What is Maimer? Maimer is Kinyi Kedushin, Kinyi Kesef Kedushin. You go to the woman, you give her a pruta. So the Gemara has a tzad, not only a tzad, a Madi Amar, Rabbi, that you could be kind of a woman with Kesef, you could be kind of her Bar Karcha, because just like Yibum is Bar Karcha, the same thing Maimer is Bar Karcha. So we have here a problem. We know that there's no such thing as a kinyan that you acquire something bal karcha. Right? If somebody gives you something and you don't want it, you're not kainet. Even in zachen la'adam shalai b'fanav, someone's zaycha for me. If I say I don't want it, I say sayin matanas yichi, I don't want matanas. So you're not kainet. The assumption is that you want it. But if a person says I don't want it, there's no such thing as a kinya bar karcha. There's no kinyan in the world that could be chal against the person's will. Now, yibum is chal. The kaida wants it. The man wants to be kind to her. So the woman is nikna bar karcha. So that's a chiddush in yibum, that someone could be given away bar karcha. But that a person is kind to something bar karcha, It doesn't really work. How could you be kind of something about karcha? Right? That was the ksaisis kasha by a get. How could you give a woman a get about karcha? Right? The person not kind of something against their will. So that was the chiddush of ksais. That a get works with nesina ba'alma and nasam biyada. You don't really need a kinyan. Just need a nesina. Nesina you could do. That was the ksais davim luim. The chiddush in Gita v'yad yavam ke'achad was that it's a get with a nesina v'nasam bi'yada. They had a few rayas, but one of his rayas, the strongest raya, was because you can't be, nobody's kind of anything against their will. You can't give a woman a get and tell her she's kind of the paper against her will. You can force it into her hand, but if she doesn't want to be kind of the paper's not hers. So the older get needs a kinyan of the get. There's no kinyan. So for that, the tzais said it's a raya that the nesina is enough. But by kedushin, it's not enough in the nesina of kesef to a woman; she has to be kind of the kesef. So the question is, how could Rebbe hold that you could do maimer bal karcha? There is no such thing as a kinyan bar karcha. There's no such thing as a person acquiring something bar karcha. So it might be true that you could be miyavim har, which means you could get her against her will, but if you have to do it with kesef, if she doesn't get the kesef, there's no kinyan. So this is a problem with the Gemara here. How could Rebbe hold that kesef works bar karcha? So this kasha is found in the Rishayim in the Sechtes Kiddush, and that base on the base. Therefore,
forcing her to sell it, not that.
That's what the Rashba says. There's a Rashba in probably a Ritva as well in Kiddush and that base on the base. The Gemara there says about Kiddush. Whereas Dashing the Lashon Ha'isha Niknis. So the Gemara says, "Hava mina afilu bal karcha." So kamash malan kedushin is midaita in shloim midaita loy. That's what the Gemara says. Kedushin that beis on his beis. That you would think he could be mekadosh a woman bal karcha, make it a lot easier to get married. I don't know how the marriage would be, but the at least to get married would be easy. I would think you could give kedusha bal karcha, kamash malan. No, that the isha has to want, the isha nikness. She has to be masculine. So the Rashba is the same kasha that we're asking here. The Rashba asks there. What's the hava mina ha'isha nikness? Since she has to be kind of the kesef, and you can't be force somebody to be kind of anything, so the Rashba is the kasha. How would it work by karcha? How could kesef kedusha work by karcha? You can't give someone something against their will. So you give a kesef against her will, and she's not hers. How does it work? So the Rashba answers with an extraordinary chiddush. He says there's a sugyan bava basra of Taluya Vizavin Zvina Zvine. What is Taluya Vizavin? Taluya Vizavin means if I force someone to agree to sell me his house, it's sold. Now, if I force somebody to sell me his house for a dollar, it's not sold. Because that would be I know it's not a mechir. But if I force someone to sell me something for a proper price, Taluya Vizavin Zvina Zvina. If I force someone to sell me something, it's sold. Kasha there is. But when I give him the money, he could not be kind of the money. And then how is it sold? So the Gemara says a chiddush atzel that Taluya Vizavin works. That you force him to say, right, Sani, you force him to take the money. If you force him to say, right, Sani, you twist his arm behind his back till he says, right, Sani, and you give him the money, then the house is sold. So the Gemara says, what kind of rotzen is that? That's rotzen. He wants you to stop twisting his arm. So what kind of rotzen is that? So the Gemara says a chiddush. It says that every seller is always a bal karcha. Anybody who owns property. Why is he selling? Because he needs the cash. People would rather have, the Gemara assumes, people would rather keep their property and not sell it. People sell because they're dachuk, they're for the money. So you can tell me somebody who sells a house, he's stuck, he needs money, so he owes money to somebody, and the bezin paskin, he has to pay. So say I was forced. So the Gemara says all mechiris are tuluy of his oven. All, or most mechiris are done under duress. It's the most mechiras I found under the rest. To leave his oven, zvin is zvin. The mechira is a good mechira. It's the chiddush of the Gemara. So, what about forcing a woman to get married to you? You get it, say right, Sani. Twist her arm behind the back, point a gun to her head, and you say right, Sani. So, min taira, it's really good. Min taira, if you force a woman to do kedushin, it's chal. Fluyeva Kiddush. Have a Kiddushi. Just what? Midrabanan, who asa shalaika hagen? Lafika chasu shalaika hagen, vafkin rabanan, la Kiddushi mine. A person who forces a woman to marry her, the Gemara says. Afkin rabanan, la Kiddushi mine. Rabanan wa mafkiya, the Kiddushi. Rabanan wa ikir, the Kiddushi. So the Rashba says that it's not such a vaitezach, havamina filibal karcha. Because this taka shtaka havamina. Not only a havamina, at least in one place the Gemara says, mina taira, it's good. It's only afkin rabbanu kedusha mina. So Zakta Rashba, this taka, a strong svara to say that the kedushin mina that kedushin is chal. So Steinman here in the Ayelas HaShachar brings this Rashba. And he says, now we understand Rebbe very well. Chakeret, maybe the kasha is to understand the chaylik. We understand that it could work by karcha. Because really, even kedushin would work by karcha, except who asa shalai ka'igin, lefi kachasu lai shalai ka'igin, mefkin rabban le kedushin. He did something wrong, so rabbanan did to him to be mefki as kedushin. By yibum, where it's not shalai ka'igin, by yibum, where it's a mitzvah to be mi'abim. So there's no who asa shalai ka'igin. So here there's no afkin rabbanu l'kiddusha minei. So here, the maimer, or at least Rebbe holds, that the maimer bakarcha is kainu. But it doesn't mean it's kind if you force it into her hand. It has to be that you forced her to say, right, Sandy? Like wherever you flew your bizarre. So this is the Chiddush of Rebbe, that it works. What do Rabbanon hold? Why don't the Rabbanon agree? Not sure. How would you answer the Rabbanon? Why don't they hold to you? That's the Chiddush. That by Mechira, you say right, Zani, it's Chal. By Kedushin, if Nafaf, can Rabbanon be the same? I agree, it's tremendous Chiddush. What kind of right, Zani? It's like, she says the words right, Zani, obviously she doesn't mean it. But I guess the word is, she means it because she'd rather say right, Zani, than have the tzar that she's having. I agree with you, what? A Gemira's Das. So we're going to call that a Gemira's Das. It's a funny Gemira's Das. It's a Gemira's Das because her hand is twisted behind her head because someone's going to shoot her. So she says, okay, I'm asking. It's called a Haskama. She's really just masking to say, right, Sani. Funny thing. I agree with you. It's a strange thing. But it's not the problem's not in this sugya, the problem's there. Well, Kedushin next year, we'll have to figure it out. But for now, if by Kedushin the Rashba says it, so by Yibum, or it's more Mestaver, that it's right to do it, because Torah gives you a kayach to be Miyab Bakarcha. So here, it's Rebbe Shita makes sense. It's hard to say the Rabbanon argue even by Kedushin.
No, by Kedushin, you had the same sort of thing Rabbanon. So the man was the Rabbanon.
So here, who also shalai kahagin? The Gemara later in the Masechta, where's the Gemara? Gemara says that if a woman doesn't want, we really tell the man kagaincha who's okay v'hi yitzira. Where's it? Anybody remember where it is later in the Masechta? Is it Gemara that says it? Mishnah? I don't know if it's a Mishnah or a Gemara. Gemara says that if it's a mismatch, we try to convince him not to be miyavim, because kagain. The Gemara says he's very old, she's very young. So it's a mismatch in the wedding. So we try to be mafat to him to mafayis and maybe to not do it. I don't know. I was trying to find the Gemara. Where is it? Kuvav, the last mission. Okay. In Kuvav, you said? Last Mishnah in Mitzvah Chalitza. So the Eitz HaGeres Lai is that it has to be an appropriate one. So at any rate, that's the that could be the Chachamim Shita. Could be the Chachamim hold that if she doesn't want, so it's also Shalika. Who also Shalika Hagen? It's not Shalika Hagen to be Miyam with someone who doesn't want. The Torah gave you a Kayach, but it doesn't mean it's to do it even when she doesn't. L'chayra. All right, this is what I told you till now is in the El Sashacher here in the Daf. There's a machlaikis to Sman de Taz in Chesh Mishpat. We'll talk now about Chesh Mishpat, and we'll get to back to Agamar. There's a kinyan called Kinyan Kesef, which you all know. Lehalacha, Kinyan Kesef is only by Karka. Machlaikis in Minat Torah is by Kalim, place of Yechem Shlokish. Let's talk about Karka. I'm selling a house, and I want to do a kinyan. So I go to a closing, and what kinyan is there by a closing? I want to see exactly which kinyan there is. Maybe it's a kinyan stumta, living a medina. But a derisadik kinyan by a closing, not clear that there's any derisadik kinyan. So let's say I'm closing out my house. I'm selling a house for $1 million. So I tell the fellow, listen, I want there should be a kinyan. This should be final. So give me a dollar, and we'll do a kinyan kesef. 15 kesef doesn't have to be the full value. It could be even a pruta. So give me a dollar, and we'll do a kinyan kesef on the house, and then you can't back out al pi halacha. So he gives me a dollar, we do a kinyan kesef. Does that work? What do you mean, does it work? Of course it works. It's kinyan kesef. So there's a chiddush in the Sma, in the Siman Kuf Tzadik, in Chayish Mishpat, the definition of kinyan kesef. The Sma says that chalipin is one kinyan, and kesef is another. If I give you something that you don't care about, you don't need, just l'shem kinyan, that's called kinyan chalipin. What's kinyan chalipin? You give me a handkerchief, I should be kaima. I don't need your handkerchief, I don't want your handkerchief, I'm not interested in the handkerchief, I'm going to give you back the handkerchief. But that's a kinyan called kinyan chalipin. Chalipin is when you do something just, it's called pro forma, right? I give it to you just for the sake of doing it to do the ma'aseh. It's kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin doesn't work with kesef. It has to be a kli, right? V'shalach v'ish na'alai, it has to be dumya d'na'alai, it has to be a kli. And with kesef, you can't do chalipin. With kesef, you do kinyan kesef. Zok the sma, kinyan kesef has to be with kinyan, what he calls kesef shavius. Kesef for its value. Meaning, I'm selling you a house for $1 million. Afterwards, you gave me a dollar, and we did a kinyan kesef. Now we come to a rav. Now you want to back out, for whatever reason, saying the market went down, I don't want to buy it, I want to back out, I didn't do a kinyan. So you come to a rav, was the dollar kinyan a kinyan? So the sma would say, well, what was your arrangement? After that dollar, he only owes you $999,999. Was the intent to take the dollar off the total? If yes, that's kesef shavius. The kesef was given for its value. If the intention of the parties was a down payment, I owe you $1 million, here's one, now I owe you $999,999, then that's kesef shavius, then it works. But if the idea was just to do a kinyan, the kesef was not kesef shavius, it was kesef kinyan. It was kesef given just for the sake of a kinyan. And there was no intent to take it off the value. In Cain, we gave it a dollar back afterwards. In Cain, so the sma, that's not kaina. That's kinyan chalipin with money. Kinyan chalipin needs shalach ish na'alai, needs a kli. So that, zok the sma, you need kesef shavius. The kesef has to be in the value of what was received. For its value, you did a kinyan. So we have to be mishar their intention.
Their intention,
yeah, but if they did a maisa chalipa with the intention for it to work, you know, what happens if he gave him a nickel? Would you say that he intended to take it off the $1 million, he's going to pay him later? Maybe it depends if he's a yeki or not. I don't know. I don't think anybody who gives a nickel for a kinyan, even a dollar for $1 million property, is going to later write out a check for a dollar less. No? Maybe yes, I don't know. Most people, I think most people would understand it. Now, it depends on how you shuts up storm or what's going through their mind. But certainly, if the kesef is given clearly for kesef kinyan, if that was their intention, just to do a kinyan with the dollar and then give it back to me afterwards, then so that the sheet of the sma is that that's not kind. That's not called kinyan kesef, that's called kinyan chalipin. Chalipin doesn't work. The Taz disagrees. The Taz in Simuk of Tzadik says, Mechatesi. Who says what's the difference? You gave kesef. The Sma brings one raya. The Sma's raya is from Kesef Kiddushin. Kesef Kiddushin, we learn from Stei Ephraim. We learn it from a mechira of kesef. We learn it's the same kesef as kesef for buying the property. Right? We learn kesef kiddushin from Stei Ephraim. That kesef is Stei Ephraim. That it's a kinyan. Now, what is stay effort? What is buying property? If buying property is kinyan shavius, zaktataz, by marriage, what kind of kinyan shavius is shayach? You're not claiming the shavius of a woman for a pruta? She's worth a pruta? That's what you're claiming? You're not claiming the shavius of a woman and a pruta? In marriage, it would seem to all of us, it's a kesef kinyan. What is it? It's a way to get married. You give her a ring, you give her a pruta, whatever it is. So Zok the Taz from Chasnis is a raya that Kesef Kinyan is good. Because whatever the Kesef is by marriage is the Kesef there. And it works. So we have a Machlaikis Disman the Taz. If Kesef is Kesef Shavius, or if Kesef is Kesef Kinyan. And there are a whole list of nafkaminas between them. One of the agav nafkaminas is how much is a pruta. The Velt says a pruta is a penny. Is it pashut that a pruta is a penny? What can you buy for a penny? You can't buy anything today for a penny. Is a penny a pruta? So it depends on taich of kesef. If kesef is kesef shavius, it has to have a value. The smas shita is that a penny is not it has to be something, an amount, a pruta has to be something with which it's possible to buy something. A pruta has to be a value with which you can purchase something. If you can't buy anything for it, it's not a shava pruta. And therefore the smas shita, why would it be in America? I don't know. It's very hard. When we do mechiras chametz in Erev Pesach, you have to do a pruta for each person you represent. So let's say 200 people make me their shleach for mechiras chametz. So I have to get from the guy, I have to do a kinyan kesef for each chametz of each person. The guy is kind of with kesef. So if I have 200 people, if I hold a penny is good, he gives me $2. If I hold I need a dime, so he has to give me $20. Can you buy anything for a dime? No. Buy something for 10 cents. Huh? You still get something for 10 cents. Okay. So maybe 10 cents is a pruta. The light to sma, the shavius, he holds it kesef shavius. It's not a handkerchief, it's not a pen. The handkerchief doesn't have to be worth a pruta. You do kiyah chalipin, if a rav takes out a pen, it's an old chewed up pen, not worth a penny on the market, it's fine. Chalipin doesn't have to be worth a shavu pruta. The machlaikis is not Bisham Bisil is not machlaikis what a pruta is. The Gemara there says chat the machlaikis that Bisham holds that a woman in Zilola Milsa to do it for a pruta. So therefore she wants the Gemara yes in Cain, what is it? The rich family. What? The Gemara says Kama Pipruta, it says a value in Kesef Itlaki. Machlais Bisham Bisil is not, I don't think it's a Kami Pruta. Nevertheless, the smash sheet is it has to have a Shabbos. Rabbi Shami says, B'dinner or B'shava dinner in the Mishnah, right? So that's a smash sheet. Now, the Rambam, the Pirsha Mishnayis, says a Pruta is a Chatzi Sa'ira Kesef. The Rambam sounds like the Taz. The Rambam says a pruta is a set amount, the weight of a half a barley seed of silver. What? The volume of silver. Good, you're right. The volume of a half a barley. You know what barley is? You know, somebody's getting the cholent, right? The little pieces of grain, and half of that. Comes with a line down the middle, so you could break it in half. So half of that, weight in silver, is a pruta. Which the Chazaynish shuts us up is 1/1100th of an ounce of silver. How much is an ounce of silver today? It went up a lot. Kozman silver is less than $11 an ounce. A pruta is a penny, or less. If it's $11 an ounce, it's a penny. If it's a little over, my lifetime, till I think recently, it was always under $11 an ounce. I think now it may have gone over $11 an ounce because the value of the metals went up. But it's roughly a penny, according to the Rambam. So fakeret, so they bring, I think the Avni Balun brings a raya from this to the Taz, that it's Kesef Kenyan. It's a steady set amount. It's not an undoing Shabbos. What about the Taz's kasha on the Sma? What about marriage? The Taz asked, that how could it be Kesef Shavuos? What about marriage? Marriage is, you're not giving the value of the woman, hopefully. So she's worth more than a pruta, even worth more than a dinner. So the Taz, the Avni Maluim, in Simon Chavtes, in Hilchus Kesef Kedushin, in Sivkot Chav Aleph, he says it is Shavuos. By marriage, it's also Shavuos. Not the Shavuos of the guf of the woman. You don't own the woman when you marry her. It's a value in Kiddushin. A value to be Mekudeshes. And he shuts it up exactly. He says the market value. The market value for Kiddushin is what? Kiddushin is a pruta. That's the value. Nowadays, a woman won't take a pruta. Gemara says that in a place where it's a derech to give a certain amount, you have to give that amount. Mistam, she doesn't want less while she's masking. So the Taz says that you're being kind of the ishus of the woman, and therefore it is kesef kinyan. It's not kesef shavuos. It's taki kesef kinyan. It's taki kesef shavuos. The whole Taz's kasha was by marriage shavuos doesn't make sense. He says it does make sense. There's a market value for things. The market value for kedushin is a pruta. Meshamai said it was a dinner. He said women don't want to do it for less than a dinner. Gemara says that a rich family, the Bar Yashiv, is it? When Gimel Amad Alt, Gemara says a Kedushin, wealthy family, they wouldn't do Kedushin for less than dinner Zav. They wanted a lot of money. All right, whatever it is. So he says it is a Shavuos of what? Of Harishas. You're getting control of Harishas. Okay, this is a Shir from Seftis Kedushin. So what comes out? We have machlokes the Sma'an the Taz. And rather the Shach passes like the Hilchas Pinyan Aben. It's also an afkamina how much silver you need by a Pinyan Aben. If it's enough, silver is based on a pruta. The shekel is built based on a pruta. So the Sma holds by Pinyan Aben that you need a larger amount. Because he says the pruta b'yameinu went up because you need more money. So the first man, Hilchas Pinyan Aben, says you need more. And the Shach argues, the Shach says that there's nothing to do one with the other. The pruta is the pruta, and the shekel is the shekel, and finished. At any rate, the Avni Maluim's teretz, the Kedushin is also a Shavuos. It's Kubayt Anwaf. The way I understand the Avni Maluim, you can look at it. Is you don't own the woman, you own her ishus. In order to get her ishus, this is what you need. L'chayra by Yibum, if we're going to say maimer of Yibum, is the same as Kedushin. The same as Kedushin, has the same rules, Garina and Kedushin and Kedushin. That the rules of maimer are Kedushin, that they're Rabbanim, but they're Kedushin. L'chayra, that would reinstate the Taz's Raya. The Taz said, by Kedushin, it's not Shavuos, it's Kinyan. That was the Taz. Okay. The Avni Maluim says, yeah, no, you are getting something. You're getting the Shavuos of her ability to marry, of her ishus. Let's go by Kedushin. By Yibum, what exactly are you getting by Naimer? What are you acquiring that could have value? What do you get? What do you get by Naimer? Now you could tell me if there are three brothers and one does Maimer, so he's getting it as opposed to the other two. But the Gemara's case, there are no three brothers, there's only one brother. At the other brothers, they shall show by Lama. He has no right to do evil. You have here a man who has her ishus anyway. He anyway has her ishus. So what more does he get with Maimer? What's the Shavuos he's getting? What's he getting? Hard to see what he's getting. So here it's already hard to touch up Shavuos. So the teretz there in Kedushin of the Avni Maluim is a very good teretz for Kedushin. It's not a good teretz by Yibum if you hold, like Rebbe, that Maimer is like Kedushin. Maimer is a man of Kedushin. I don't know, everyone holds that Maimer really works for Teretz Kedushin. So from here it would seem to be a raya to Yena Mechleikis. It could be, it's totally in the Mechleikis Rav and Shmuel, if a Yevamah Lashuk, if Kedushan HaTayfis. If you hold that Yevamah Lashuk Kedushan HaTayfis, so it could be when you give her a Maimer, you own her Ishus, that even B'di'evet it's not going to be Taifis. If the Maimers are true, it's not. It's something you need to get anyway. It's only Drabanan. But at least Drabanan won't be Taifis Kedushan Lashuk. But if you hold like Rav, that anyway Yevamah Lashuk Kedushan is not Taifis. So then it's hard to follow what Shavuos are you getting. Whatever you're getting, you have anyway. What does Maimer do for you? It doesn't do anything for you. So this Gemara would seem at least to be something of a Ryan. Right, there's one more issue with Maimer. Let's just see. Wanted just to finish the Gemara down. Let's see the Gemara. So my Tama the Rebbe Gemara Bia the Yavama my Bia the Yavama Bar Karchav Kedushin Yavama Bar Karchav Rabbanu Gemir be Kedushin the Alma like Kedushin the Alma be Daita of Kedushin Yavama be Daita. But my Kavifligi Marsava Mili the Yavama Mili the Yavama have a Lola Melev. Marsava Mili the Kedushin Mili Kedushin have a Lola Melev. Also by my Rabbah Kachnoi Lidlo Yach. We had a case before where he did Maimer. And then the brother was born. Or the brother was born and then he did Maimer. Umeis. And then the second brother died. Rishayna, the widow of the first brother. Yaitis Mishum Eisha Sacham Shalaya Bay Lama. Vishniach. The first one goes out. Altsesha Sacham Shalaya Bay Lama. And the second one only could have Chalitza. Why? Because the Maimer made the second one into a tzara of the first one. But you still need chalitza, it's only with the Rabbanan. Reb Shimon Aimer, biyasa echei loitzasa she'achas mehen poiteres tzarasa. Reb Shimon said, the biya chalitza of one of them patas the tzara. Reb Shimon ahaykoi. Ilema anoylad loyach vach kachasa ba Maimer. If he's going that the brother was born before the Maimer, ha'amrit benoylad lo b'sayfibam lo polygraph Shimon. But you are saying that by noilad, ilay ma noilad yafrika kasa ba maimer. Ha'amr ben noilad l'b'sayfim l'paragim shimon. Rabbi Shimon is saying that he doesn't argue by noilad l'b'sayfim. Ela osa ba maimer v'akach noilad layach cholitz l'baylus maimer l'nifter etzarasa maitama. Mishum dehavi etzara vaday. Ubailas Maimer Safik, and something might be Devadi. This is actually going on the top of Reb Shimon. This is going on Reb Shimon, who argues by Maimer. It's not going on Reb Aisha and Reb Papa. It's going on Reb Aisha Shimon at the very top of this Amid. Why? So the Gemara is saying, because he holds that Maimer is Safik Kaina, Safik Eina Kaina, like we said before. And the Safik Kaina, Safik Eina Kaina is not Moitzi from a Vadechiv. Period. Okay, next Gemara, which we're going to do tomorrow, talks about my Tamid Rav Shimon. It comes back to explain Rav Shimon's reason. Now, there's one other Nekuda, which I'm not sure is Shaykh to hear or not, but we discussed earlier in the year, I don't remember which sugya, whether Yibum needs Edim or not. Whether you need two Edim, Edis L'Kiyume by Yibum. And we said then that the Ramah said that you need Eidim. You need Eidus L'Kiyume by Yibum. Just like Kiddushin needs Eidus L'Kiyume. And Gittin needs Eidus L'Kiyume. You need Eidus to... It's not Chal if you do it without Eidim. If the mitzvah is a Kinyan or a Bia, so why should that depend? Because that's how the Lum this comes out. Okay, so let's see. If, again, the Ramah held that you need witnesses. Ramah said that you need Eidim for Yibum, or else it's not Chal. The Beis Shmuel and the Gra and the Yehuda, they all argued. They said that Yibum doesn't need Eidim. Just like Yibum works I feel b'shaygeg, I feel b'aynis. It's chal no matter what. So too, it's chal even without two eidim. There are achrayim that wonder what's the shaykhis. Mechas chinuch. Is matmiya, what's the shaykhis? Just because it works b'shaygeg b'aynis. And b'li kavana, what does that have to do? Why is that a raya? Works without eidim. But al kapanim, these are the, this is a machlaikis, if you need eidim or you don't need eidim. Now, I guess it would make sense. If the mitzvah is the ma'isabiyah, so the ma'isabiyah is a ma'isabiyah with or without eidim. If the mitzvah is to be kainahar, then it should be, it's more likely it should be like kedushin, it should be like everything else, that it should need eidim. We spoke at then, that if you hold Eidus L'Kiyume is because it's like, yeah, the rest of the world. We spoke about why do you need Eidus L'Kiyume? Not from, I buy a house, I don't need Eidus L'Kiyume. I marry a woman, I need Eidus L'Kiyume. Why? So we go Masber that from the Ketzais, I think it was, that Eidus L'Kiyume is when they get to the rest of the world. I can't be Mekadosh a woman and nobody knows. It has to be at least a way for people to find out. So that's why you need two witnesses. In our Gemara, the nidain of our Gemara is to compare Maimer to Kedushin, or to compare Maimer to Yibum. That's the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. How do we compare? Do we compare Maimer to Kedushin? Do we compare Maimer to Yibum? Now, if you hold Bishlama that Yibum needs two witnesses, so I could hear the comparison of Maimer to Yibum. If you hold that Yibum doesn't need two eidim, the Yibum is just a mitzvah in the Maisa Bia, and it doesn't need two Eidim. It would be hard to understand that Maimer works without Eidim. Maybe it's a Maisa Kedushin. It works, maybe the answer is yes. It's not Mestaver that Maimer, which they were sacking in the end Kedushin, but Yavama should work without Eidim. It would seem, since the Gemara is happy to compare Maimer to Yibum, would seem like at least a shtickle raya that Yibum is like Maimer. That's funny, I'm proving from the Rabbanah to the Raisa. But since by Maimer the assumption certainly is that you need witnesses, you need a Maisa Kedushin. Since the Gemara says, Gamrina Kedushin Kedushin or Gedima Maimer be Yibum, it would seem that Yibum itself needs to aid him just like Maimer needs. So it comes out here in the Gemara, we discuss three things. The first thing, Rosh Taimin's Nakuda of Kedushin Bar Karcha. The second, the Sman de Taz of Kedushin Al Shavi and Sothnev. And the third shail of whether Yibum needs witnesses, Eidus L'Kiyume or not. Tomorrow, I certainly would hope to finish the mission. I hope that you guys are staying ahead of me in learning here, and Yitzhak Hashem, tomorrow.